You are listening to 24 Hours of Soundtrack Music on Visions and Sound. Is that good, or you want one of the others? Or
yeah, it can be. Actually, I wouldn't mind if it could be maybe one and maybe three or four, depending
three
on...
Three or four. I'm a composer of Visions and Sound on CKMS, Radio Waterloo, and around the world on the Internet. Okay.
So if we can start with one...
Yeah, can I mention the fact that the Knight Rider CD soundtrack album will be out in the end of June?
By all means.
Okay, and the sheet music is now available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got a lot of good news today. okay, so you tell me, composer of, I'll just mention Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, which, by the way, will become available on CD in late June.
Okay, so I'm I was just getting some levels here. Everything's good?
Everything's good.
Everything's good, so anytime you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. One, two, three, action. Hello, I'm Stu Phillips, composer of Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, which, by the way, will become available at the end of June. It's a new soundtrack with music by Stu Phillips. You are listening to 24 Hours of Soundtrack Music on Visions and Sound.
Fantastic.
Okay, now we go down to number three.
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Anytime you're ready.
Okay. I'm Stu Phillips, composer of Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, which, by the way, will become available on CD at the end of June. It has the main... let me do that again.
No problem.
All right. Hi. Okay. I'm Stu Phillips, composer of Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, which, by the way, will become available in late June. It will have the pilot episode plus four other exciting episodes with music by yours truly. You're listening to Visions and Sound on CKMS 103 FM, Radio Waterloo, and around the world on the Internet.
Fantastic.
Okay. That's it? Or you want more?
And number four.
And number four.
Yes.
Okay. This is Stu Phillips, sometimes known as Stu Who. No, I'll do that again.
Okay.
This is Stu Phillips, composer of Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, which, by the way, will be available on CD at the end of June. Congratulations, Rob, on 5 years of Visions and Sound.
Fantastic.
All righty.
All righty.
Oh, hope you have a good 5-year anniversary, and thank you for the plugs.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be able to.
The album looks very good. It's a nice package, Film Score Monthly. I don't know if you know Lucas Kendall.
Mm-hmm. I know of
who
him.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're releasing it, putting it out. It's kind of a partnership deal with myself. Actually, it's all my licenses.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But I just needed an association with somebody who had a very, very large mailing list. And so I'm working with Lucas, and he's got a good reputation, and the company's got a good reputation. So it'll be around in the end of June.
Sounds good.
And if you'll send me an email and remind me, I'll get you a copy, okay?
Fantastic.
Yeah, wow.
Are you talking Battlestar Galactica?
No, I'm talking Knight Rider.
No, I mean, is there a possibility of getting Battlestar Galactica?
Well, I don't know what more. There's two... You know, there's three CDs out at the current time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many.
Well, I mean, there was that four CD.
That four CD thing is for sale, for promotional use only,
it's
being sold all over. there's not much you can do about it when you give them away and people put them on eBay and sell them. excuse me, but. I don't know at this particular point. There's so much involved in the union and repayments from the original series. And they have a new schedule of repayments where they're trying to entice people to put out CDs of film and TV stuff, and they've made a very an interesting kind of a deal, which is why we can do the Knight Rider. Otherwise, there's no way we could afford to pay the union reuse, but they're making deals now. However, the deal for all of that television music would be just a bit much, you know.
Yeah, is it mainly just the reuse fees and that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, I see. I'm probably over exaggerating, because the new deal that they make does not really. The old deal was you had to repay every musician who played recording fees, because their original thing that they earned was called film or television. So that's a whole different reuse payment, and it got extremely, extremely expensive to the point that people just couldn't afford to do it. Then the Recording Musicians Association went to the union and said, you know, you're killing us because these people want to put it out and pay something but not what you want. So they made a new deal whereby, according to the decade, the decade in which it was originally released, you pay so much per CD, regardless of how much music is in it or how many different episodes or et cetera, you just pay a single fee and they distribute the money to the musicians.
Ah.
And it's very nice, and it made this Knight Rider CD possible, you know. The point is, a four CD thing, I'm sure they're going to charge me for each CD, and that gets pretty damn expensive.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and in order for me to do something like that, I mean, it would have to be a $40 package to start with, and, you know, people aren't rich nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, $40 for CDs and is a little bit steep,
mm-hmm.
especially since most of the people who really wanted it probably own it already, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, but hey, nothing is possible. Some things are always possible. I got a company in England right now that's I'm negotiating with. They want to do a bunch of old 1960 movies of mine,
mm-hmm.
and put them out on a you know, the compilation of Stu Phillips' old movies.
Well, I'm surprised with the amount of work that you did do that there hasn't been more released, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I'm very, you know, thank you for flattering me, but, you know, some of that stuff isn't worth release, to tell you the truth, you know. I've got a couple of favorites that, and one of those favorites, hopefully this English company is going to put out, which is a picture called Follow Me, kind of a surfing movie,
mm-hmm.
that Robert E. Peterson made that died a horrible death, but it's one of my favorite scores of everything I've ever done. And I've been dying for ages to get it out. Biggest problem now is the original soundtrack album, which came out in 1969, is kind of in limbo. Nobody seems to know who owns it. And I hate to tell you this, but it came out on Universal, on Uni Records.
Uh-huh.
And so this is really, really, very strange. And I'm sort of like in a position of limbo, in which my attorney says that if nobody claims ownership, go ahead and do it. You haven't tried to defraud anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've made all reasonable attempts at trying to find out who owns it, and nobody seems to claim ownership. So he says, you know, well, go ahead and do it. He says the worst anybody can do is ask you for who finally can prove that they do own it, is ask you for a license fee, and then that's it. And you'd be in the bargaining position because of the fact that you requested the information and nobody gave you any. So, if you know, it would have to be somebody that I did request the information from. If it was some other stranger out of nowhere who says, hey, I own it and here's the papers to prove I do, then I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a little difficult to get any legitimate record companies to go along with this, since they put themselves in a position of opening themselves up. So I would have to, you know, indemnify them, and I'd have to be the responsible party. And, you know, I have to think about it. But it's a very possible thing, and if it does come off, it will be very quickly now, and it might even be as soon as July. And if so, once again, I'll send you that, because I think it's got some music you'd love to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Knight Rider's coming out end
late
end,
June.
In late June?
In the end of June, yeah. Just check with me back. My website will probably carry information on it, I would say around June 20th or so.
Okay.
And double check, and I'll get you, make sure, you know, just remind me, because I hope I'm going to be so up to my neck in sales that I'll forget about sending you one.
Well, then no problem then, and thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just remind me about it, and I'll make sure I get you one of those. There's some nice music in it. I was surprised myself when we started going through the stuff.
I've been watching the show on DVD.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking, boy, I really hope that CD of Knight Rider music does come out.
Well, we got the whole pilot, and we've got four other episodes that I did. And, you know, the other episodes is kind of like the best of, because a lot of the music is repetitive. It's the same thing from one episode to the other. And so we just kind of chosen some what we thought were very effective. And we found the original multi-tracks.
Ah.
Yeah, so we've redubbed from and remixed from three tracks on the series and from the main title 24 track. We found the original 24-track masters, and so that's a whole new sound now. We've kind of really, really brought that up to date sound-wise.
That's great.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty good. And like I said, I'll make sure I get you a copy.
Okay.
All right, Rob.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Hey, oh, yeah, one other thing while I got you on the phone.
Yes.
I get two copies of every one of your emails. Yeah, I think you send
one to System Press.
And yeah, and one to Stu Feld. Yeah,
okay.
Could you cut out one of them?
No problem at all.
I don't care which one it is. Just one. It's getting crowding up my email.
Okay.
All right?
No problem, Stu.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.